Madam President, I'm going to speak that in French. Sorry. Je tiens à vous féliciter.
I would like to congratulate you for having been elected to chair the work of the Fifth Review Conference on the prohibition of the limitation of certain conventional weapons of the CCW. My delegation would also like to welcome all the efforts made by both coordinators and the ISU in order to ensure that this conference is a success. Madam President, the CCW and its protocols remain a framework in which we promote international humanitarian law principles, and in particular through the prevention of and the reduction of damage caused both to civilian personnel and to combatants. The CCW is an international forum whose distinctive feature is that it brings together diplomats, military experts and legal officials who all together try to adapt the new technologies of weapon systems to contemporary developments and to the new requirements of international humanitarian law and human rights law. Madam President, the efforts to universalize the CCW and its protocols is something that should be encouraged. But something else that should be encouraged is transparency, and this through the reporting system, all of which contributes to us setting up confidence-building measures within the community of parties. Madam President, Cameron's commitment to the CCW and its protocols, that is, amended Protocol 2 and Protocol 5, is a constant and ongoing commitment, and this in the light of the harmful and growing consequences of the use of IEDs. These IEDs affect people without discrimination and are used to perpetrate terrorist attacks. Also, the extreme northern region of Cameroon, my country, is today the target of the terrorist sect Boko Haram. Boko Haram resorts to IEDs, rather, and they seriously threaten the lives of civilian populations. And sometimes these IEDs have killed and wounded members of the defense force, and they have hampered the economic and social development of the region concerned. The work of the CCW, in particular in the context of amended Protocol 2, through the creation of a platform to exchange information and to exchange best practices in fighting against the effects of IEDs, is something that is healthy and should be encouraged. My country would like to congratulate to welcome this endeavor and to encourage the CCW to continue in the same vein. We support what the draft declaration on the IEDs. Madam President, my country welcomes the significant work carried out by the group of governmental experts on lethal autonomous weapon systems, and our country is in favor of the 2017 GGE to be continued, and this in order to take into account the challenges that they face, that they throw up, and these challenges are ethical, legal, and raise the issue of responsibility. Cameroon is particularly sensitive to the humanitarian impact and the social and economic impact of the disproportionate use of MOTAPAMs. We should not forget that a balance must exist between humanitarian demands and requirements and security needs and requirements. As a result of this, the issue of MOTAPAM, in order for us to reach that balance, so MOTAPAM should be the subject of intense discussions in the future that are led by experts. Madam President, in conclusion, as far as the national measures we've taken are concerned, our defense forces, thanks to the support of American French forces, to whom we are grateful, have been significantly reducing the risks associated with IEDs. Indeed, we have been able to deploy, thanks to our partner countries, pathfinders. And these pathfinders carry out clearance of areas of IEDs. They then destroy these IEDs, and they also carry out education of the populations as to the risks associated by IEDs. In the context of the fight against IEDs, around 100 specialists, instructors, and destruction operatives and pathfinders working in regions affected by IEDs have already received training, the last of which took place in November 2016, that is last month. For the first time, this training has been broadened in the context of the bilateral security cooperation to Nigerian military operatives. This training program also received the support of France, and Cameroon is grateful to France for providing that support. In 2017, this training will continue. As far as laws are concerned now, the law on the general arms regime and the munitions regime was adopted last week by the Cameroon Parliament. It will be enacted. So we've adopted law. It will be enacted in the next few days by the head of state. And this law domesticates the provisions of the CCW.
Madam President, my country supports the statement made by the Bolivian Republic of Venezuela on behalf of the NAM, and equally welcomes the new member states to the CCW. I thank you, Madam President.